very much present. And I think that we should use this time as a very uplifting time, because this is the way we celebrate. We celebrate Arthur. I don't look at this as a memorial, but I didn't name it. But I think it's a celebration of what he was all about. Because it's got a lot of people here that's very close to him. So if the recording you heard strikes a pain, why don't you just turn that pain around and just remember the essence of what it said, I'll be a trumpet in the morning. And anything he loved better than the trumpet was Charlie Parker, was Miles. So Arthur's poetry was like folksy, intellectual, sophisticated, and naturally dry long so. Yes, it was. It sings, the spirit of black folk tales, getting up Sunday morning, church going, J.B. Stetson hat, snuff jaw, toting deacon on the front row pew, and it's getting down across a checkerboard with little suede shoes, retired, refried, storefront people style. It's love and lolly, pain dues, feeling like glory with the Lightning Hopkin blues, a bebop exchange with birdness, like Charlie Parker talking jazz, and Uncle Buddy's whiskey drinking rye, smoking a Camel cigarette without walking a mile, calling Buddy Bolden. At the same time, it sings of nature's sweet melody, coming softly in his writing of Oh, When I Come. When he wrote, I can hear my goldfish singing. Arthur is mirrored like a conscious dreamer. And oh, so real is his bedtime story poem for his brother called Junebug. At the peak of Arthur's creative energy, he heard a hallelujah chorus resounding with the writing of I Am Inventing Michelangelo, which is predicted to be, I think, one of his masterpieces. So we could talk about all of the ways we miss Arthur, but Arthur is always present. And if you don't believe it, just check out some of his poems. I usually use part of this time to read some of his pieces. I may and I may not. I want to do a few pieces probably of my own and dedicate them to him. A couple of them are pieces we've done together. Some of them are just pieces that he always liked to hear me do. And then we're going to bring on someone else that he thought a whole lot close to, and that's Brother Quincy. So are we here to celebrate? Let me hear you clap your hand for Arthur. So let's don't have no tears unless they tears of joy. Okay. I always say poetry is alive and well in spite of it's always here at Duff's. Okay, I want to do a piece that I wrote long, like right after Arthur passed, but a piece we had talked about, I had talked about with him, because sometimes we would kind of collaborate or at least discuss or sometimes argue about a whole bunch of stuff. But I had talked about this and didn't know I'd have the opportunity to be asked to do something on someone else that I felt very close to his music, because it was like the somebody that sort of gave birth to bebop, okay? And this is the legacy of Monk. Thelonious Monk is dead. Monk dead. What dead? But I just heard him live. Live at Cypress Episcopal Church. Heard him live. Live. Juilliard's live. Live with Cootie Williams. Live. Monk and Coleman Hawking in 45. Live admittance up Harlem's way with Bird and Mingus and Diz. What? Monk dead? Yeah. Oh, what? Monk dead? But I just heard him live. Live with Kenny Clue Clark. Cooking live, bebop live, admittance, the birthplace, with Train and Miles, bebop live, just heard him live. Thelonious Monk was born live, born to live forever. Yeah, Monk came with the good news. Melody Monk, off minor, conjure music man Monk, with deep rivers and tall trails and wide winds, improv empor. Riam laying hands on the ivory, choreographing life like a good news dance. The Rudy Tooty Monk came with the good news, taking us on ventures through into the music magic tapestry of his mind, down to earth syncopation. Running after new threads, unran rows and paths and scores, and unstrung chord, unplayed, reaching for the silk cord, live around midnight. Genius Monk around midnight, giving it to us straight, no chaser. Monk came with the good news, the new way, gave new meaning to the layout, the in-between solos, the layout. Now wasn't it just Monk-like, laying out for the comeback? Improvision, a long hanging note, the comeback, wow, stretching, elasticizing, note the note that's stretched into a sweet melody, Monk's mood that skips and jumps and runs a cool stream flow across the dry lands of our mind, transcribing time, Monk's mood, ivory and ebony, transcribing, decoding time, Monk, the witch doctor with the good chi and hats of plenty, live, giving us the legacy, his indelible concept, ask Cecil Taylor. Monk shaped, influenced, piano man giants, genius Monk who brewed a natural potion, a new dimension, Monk, dead, what, dead, no, I just heard him live, yeah, forever, live, Monk. And he always liked this funny piece I wrote. And he didn't grow up in the same neighborhood, not far from it. We talked about some things at times, but last night reminded me, I guess it was last night or a couple of nights ago when Quincy and Alvin and Donald and a lot of Maurice King, all of us were sitting around because we kind of grew up either in close proximity or in the same neighborhood or knowing some of the same people or eating some of the same food or some of that kind of stuff, doing some of the same things we had no business doing. And so I just wrote this piece, and they will probably be able to identify very closely with it simply because some of the images in there actually speak to the things and places right there, but hopefully you will get some kind of, it will come in good shape to you. Column 7, Craps 11, Sweet Honey and the Rock, hit St. Louis and the Mouse, win or lose your neighborhood to the ghetto. Did you play hopscotch in the Scottish way? No, sir, our own way. Did you sing when you sang? Yes, ma'am, doo-wop, doo-doop, doo-doop. Doop, did you smile when you smile for real, child? Happy blues take me back to to my black back. Collard greens, candied yams, red beans and garlic rice, and a chicken every Sunday, and your Aunt Henry's cobbler pie, double dutch and a ham bone too. When was you schooled in school? You wasn't food. What you say, huh? Me too, neither? Well, it's 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. School is out, the teacher wore her bloomers out. Hush your mouth, I'm sure gonna tell. Did you grow up with growing pains? Yes, ma'am, and Pauline's sister Carolina Jr. And the booty snatcher, too. And morning glories, green grass here and there, white picket fence, dress the yards, and scrub down front porch people with clean faces for the sun to go down on. And good morning and good evening to the old folk. And the every year Color Folk Day parade for the children that didn't have no home. And the NAACP picket line at the White Castle, one hamburger, French fries, two go. Before Dr. Martin Luther King was in the newspaper, yes, Jesus loves me. I told y'all Arthur was hanging around, didn't he? Don't you step on my Sunday shoes and mess up my Vaseline shine, honey child, or I just, oops, have to tell my cousin Mary Lou. Yes, I did. Grow up with growing pains and bitter market fish and spaghetti every Friday and Wednesday night prayer meeting, Sunday school playing hooky in Mr. Jelly's store with your nickel that I didn't put in the collection plate. Oh, Lordy, don't tell my daddy. Yep, growing up in my neighborhood, on my block, on my street, with love and whoopings, with switches and rulers and ironing cards, when you did the real big trouble stuff, but no killings and beatings, you to death. Plenty threats, though, huh? And birthdays every year till you get 13. Yeah, see that wine-head Willie on his cane. Miss Sue from Alabama. Ain't Dinah's dead, well, how should I? Little Sally Walker. Anybody for to play some lemonade? Bird on the fence must kill him. All head, hot tamale man, shrimps and boiled eggs. I'll have skins, plenty hot sauce, please. Last night, night before, wasn't no robbers at my door. This is another little piece. Arthur used to sing this. Well, he used to try to sing this with me. One night he brought a brother to sing with me that I didn't even know, who didn't know what he was supposed to sing. Arthur said, when you hear this song, you just sing, man, okay? Brother said, okay. Anyway, it's also the first time I heard Arthur play the harmonica. And a lot of people didn't know he played the harmonica. He did not play very well. But one night we decided that, he said, I sure wish I had my harmonica, and I had one in my purse. I said, Arthur, I think I have one in my purse, right? And so he said, get it out then. I said, well, can you play this? He said, well, what you doing with it? I said, well, J.D. gave it to me, and I play at it at home. He said, well, get it out. He got it out, and he gets up to play, and like all the tobacco and the trash and everything. So we just made that part of the thing, right? And this piece kind of goes like this. He was with me when I wrote this piece, and it's called Sonny Brother Man Dance. I always like to do this piece. It's really like a blues, but sometime when I'm working with the band, they usually play this with me. But this time, you're going to have to tolerate me doing it a cappella, right? Hey, sonny brother man, dance. Get down. Get down. Get up. Sonny brother man, dance. Go on back in time and show it to us. Our time, your time, time's time, that smiled and cried and laughed and worked and peed all over you. Dance with that bet you made with time, sonny brother man, dance, a man dance, the same dance, the old dance, the new dance, the same dance, dance a coon gala watching change, dance a two-star diamond squared and set in gold, go on and dance a biscuit toe stroll, dance a cotton field and a gin, a steel mill grind, dance a bow-legged pigeon toe slew-footed dude, and don't forget to dance 40 acres and a mule, dance, sonny brother man, dance. Dance, a man dance, dance that boy named Colored down in the ground, smother that boy they call nigga with 150 pounds, dance that name deep, real sweet, dance a grand dance, a man dance, the same dance, dance, sonny brother man, dance, tell the world you done earned your board and keep, tell them right here in your feet, dance, sonny brother man, dance. 'Cause you gave birth to the blues, not Frank Sinatra. That's really not all that piece. But I thought I ended it pretty good 'cause I lost the other part of it. 'Cause all it really does is goes on back from the beginning of our time and names all the dances that got new names now, right? So that part I lost. But the main thing was that I got a chance to do this piece because he really, really liked this piece. He liked best the part that I left out. When I think about, I usually have this format that I think is kind of unique, which I don't do all the time, but I think it's very important that we always kind of give a breath of our history that moves us through until now so that we can move on into the future. And I like to kind of do things in suites like this, that, but this is one part that usually comes around in this first segment of readings when I open, and I just want to read it. I want to sing it, because it always makes me feel good. Nobody knows. Oh, they didn't take this down tonight. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows. When the west wind took us by storm, scattered our seed to the four corners of the earth, stole our father's dream and our mother's highest esteem, made us the torn curtain of America, we survived. Through slavery's lynchings, murders, midnight cross burnings, through oppression, repression, wars, jails, brimstone, fire and hell, poor housing, inferior learning, low earnings, brimstone, fire and hell, we survived. Ooh, I've been buked and I've been scorned. I've been buked and I've been scorned. We saw old warriors climb high mountains, trying to find a place called home. We witnessed Douglas turn the pages of our bondage and our freedom in the eyes of the Arkansas brown-skinned soldiers, and we survived. We heard Langston's pen sing, "I dream a world," and McKay's, "If we must die," and we survived. We had visions of Martin's dreams, and we listened to Malcolm's message. We witnessed Fannie Lou Hamer's work on the Mississippi Jim Crow blues while Mahalia just kept singing, "No more weeping and a wailing, no more weeping and a wailing, no more weeping and a wailing." And we survived. Come on, chillin', don't you get weary. Come on, chillin', don't you get weary. Come on, chillin', don't you get weary. We gotta build them bridges, strong bridges. We gotta build them bridges, strong bridges. Must live, not just survive. Must live, not just survive. Free at last, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty that we ain't as free as we gotta be. We gotta build them bridges, strong bridges. Build them bridges, strong bridges. Must live, not just survive. Must live, not just survive. Free at last, free at last. Free less, but we ain't as free as we gotta be. I'll read a couple of few more. This is one called "When My Sisters Write," and this is was dedicated to, there's a whole slew of names I have out for black women writers, Lucy Terry, Phyllis Wheatley, Frances Harper, Alice Dunbar, Ann Spencer, Georgia Johnson, Jessie Fawcett, to Margaret Walker, Gwendolyn Brooks, Lucille Clifton, Maya Angelou, Angela Jackson, Jane Cortez, Mari Evans, Paula Marshall, Toni Kaye, Toni Morrison. And I didn't have enough room to name all the rest, or I would not have been able to write this poem. For her, heart sings in her pen, talking tales and leaps in leaps and bounds, all over, frontward, backward, uptown, across south, deep into the north winds, singing ages of pages, images real to real, real images and a few fantasies and visions, doing the poetry walk through the deep streets of her feelings, recording full moon, her rivers, valleys and shadows and death mountains that hang at the end of a Mississippi rope and morning glory hope, singing of low down stinking blues noose, glory hallelujah Sunday morning, walking with Jesus in worn out shoes, dues paying shoes, singing of dancing full faces, crying out loud about miracle workers working miracles, Love's lost and found, family way days, liking her men and coffee, black and strong, hearts and flowers, footprints in grandma's attic, and rumbling in Miss Anna's cellar, singing of painting pictures, beauty parlor pictures, pressing curl, ruby red lips, cold waves set in funeral parlor, old rose dresses, celebrating Junior's purple heart for a war she couldn't even read about, and graduation ribbons upside down in a picture frame. Up against the wall, grease spots, hoodals, voodoo, snake hipping, passions, reasons, no seasons, and in due time, ages of pages, images, visions, reel to reel, reel, storytelling about boating, toting groceries, leftover burdens, little Willie, Sookie May, Imogene, going to college, great-grandmother's dreams, determined to be free songs, moving on, moving over, moving up, down, overcoming, coming over, coming out, getting out, in, going solo, wishing to sing duo, and not in the church choir, singing of pages, foaming at the mouth, ages of pages, images, visions, reel to reel, visions out of the past, talking freedom, visions now, talking freedom, for the future visions, free mind, freedom songs. This is called Time, Woman, Time. I am time, sunrise, eye of the sky, time, daughter of the moon, mother earth, nature's remedy, woman, time. I was before Sheba, Cleopatra, Mother Mary, Joan of Arc, and Jezebel. I came with time, earth, wind, and fire, queen of the now, woman, time. Harriet, Sojourner, Aunt Maggie, Sister Sadie, Cousin Katie, Sapphire, Mother Drew, Marie Laveau. Woman time, I am blues, am jazz, spirit field, and gospel pearl, Ma Rainey, Bessie Albert, Ahana Dinah, Mahalia, Billy, Ethel, and Lena too, Little Lester, Nina, Clara Ward, Pearl, and Ruth Brown, and Millie Jackson, upside down, the beginners and enders, saint or sinner, I am time, and time, and time again, woman time, then and now and when, woman black colored cinnamon, licorice, vanilla, and cream. And I am and have been every man's dream, then and now, tomorrow when, coming again, I am, I am, I am woman time, am woman time. And I wrote this for several writers, including Arthur, long time ago, since Quincy was included in that group of people, and he's here tonight, I thought I would read it. But I wrote it for many of my friends that were writers, and it goes like a poet black sings, wish real wishes, dream real dreams, and don't trip off the fantasy. They create real creations and new images, and we'll scream like a bird on a fence, don't you kill them, for they so be wired to electrify, sanctify, and speak to you in a new tongue, older than age. A poet black sings, they be the life searchers, earth scratches that itch and itch to get rid of the bitch that won't let their people go. They bring yesterdays into today and redefine tomorrow. They be the heartbeat of their ancestors, the fire spitters who split lies and let truth be. They cry and shout and fly out loud. Sometimes they be the revelators of time. A poet black sings, a poet black sings, a planet by the water song that shall not be moved, but will move to reach, to touch, to get to you. They won't lay your burden down, lay your burden down, teach you to study the wars and rumors of wars until there be no more wars. A poet black sings, a poet black sings, a life song, a death praise, and write a Birdman Charlie's poem, whose sound broke the limb of the hangman's tree. They write, they write, they write for the hot train that carried cold train strain into a sweet melody, to eulogize a Bessie, to bless a Billy, transcend a Dinah, the free birds of paradise made captives who left hell, lifting up their eyes. They write, they write, they write for train strain, bittersweet tone, and the saving grace, with the saving grace power to vindicate, emancipate a you, a me, a us, into we, all the way home. A poet black sings for frustration, frustration of my father's bone, O red river sea of my mother's flesh. So get back, O scarlet harlot, O redneck yellow belly Mississippi, and let a poet black sing like Roe Jordan, Roe. do just this real short, like, love poem, and then I'm going to do something that I'm not going to do Saturday night, which I'd love to do here. Maybe I might. Okay. This is called Used to Be. I could sing of memories and once upon a times and tenders that crossed my heart and eyes and used to be sighs that cried between my thighs and laid hand on my mind that kept me high naturally. But I would only be reminded of you gone with the wind. I must read this first because this is altogether in a whole nother vein. It's a collection of some of my new writing. It's a piece that I won't tell you the whole future of it, but I hope you will be able to see it in another form at some point in time in the future. And this is called A Seed. I like to do a lot of children's things. I'm into a lot of children's writing now, I guess because I've always been into some kids' stuff. And this is one of the pieces that came out of that. So it's sort of like a story or poem in a way. But I used to be a tiny seed, not as big as a black eyed pea, yes me. Now I don't remember when I was planted, but I remember growing. First my head, then my hands, and my little tiny feet. And before you knew or could say I chew, I was a whole body. And I grew, and I grew, and I grew some more. See, I lived in this safe, warm place. Oh, by the way, folk could not wait to see my face. Well, I kept growing and growing and growing inside this place they call a womb. And soon, there was not very much room. No, I couldn't stretch. I couldn't even yawn too wide, for everything would just shudder inside. I began to hear my mama just grunt and moan. And sometimes she'd laugh when I moved too much or feel her soothe me with her touch. Then one day I heard her holler, "Ouch!" That was when I first started to kick real strong. Well, one night I had absolutely, positively no more room for real. And every time I moved, it was like knocking down the Jericho walls. Then one night I was just knocking and kicking and squirming and all, and Mama began rubbing her stomach. That's when I heard her say, "Oh my goodness, child, I hope you wait until day. It would be a mess with your daddy away." See, I knew she was talking to me. Just then, I gave a great big giant busting loose kick and said, "I need to get out of here. There's a great big world waiting for me. Anyway, I hear it's more room out than in," and that's when it all began. Just a eensy beensy, teeny seed, not as big as the black eyed pea. Yes, you guessed it, the seed, it's me. Can all of you believe that once you were the beginning of you? Well, let me see if I can kind of change that tempo and close out with Saturday night house rent party. Is that right, Emma Jane? But let's get some rhythm going. Where's Maurice? Did he go home? Did he go home? He probably went outside. That's all right. That's all right. Why don't you just, I'm going to give you a rhythm that you can do that with me, and that's going to help me right on through this piece, and I'm going to leave you with something up or something you can get down with Saturday night, because you better not try to do that tonight. It's kind of rough out there, but I guess I'm going to do that. I do want to say one thing. This, too, was a piece that Arthur did with me quite a bit. That Saturday night house rent party. But I want to say I did write this for him last year, and I want to read it. It's an outgrowth of another piece that I had written, and this is called To My Friend, To a Friend of Mine. He came a passageway a real song praise, a real poem written between times brief to be lasting, a spirit of longevity, a passageway, an instrument of giving to encourage our climbing with pride, with dignity. Purpose was the mission, a passageway. With his return to the earth's womb, to drink from the river of silence and commune with the great spirits, let us be renewed by his spirit in the newness, in the nowness, and commit our ways as he came, a passageway, a passageway. And that's to my brother Arthur. And I'm going to find this one last piece and sit down and let you hear poet extraordinaire, friend of mine, Quincy. And I'm not going to do a lot of introduction of Quincy because his works introduce him. He can introduce himself. He is, he's great. Not because he wrote a lot of books and writes a lot of poetry and now writing something else. Because he came from here. He's homeboy. Homeboy went away doing well. They tell you, ever hear that? Don't come back home if you ain't doing better than when you left. Now, he might have. Sometimes people, well, I'm not going to do that, Quincy. We're going to wait and hear you because he just sets your soul on fire. See, that's why I'm doing real low-key. I didn't want him to feel bad to get up here behind me. That's my friend. That was Arthur's friend. Okay, so Saturday night, this is the kind of rhythm you can get. It's all right, all y'all can clap, even if you don't know nothing about Saturday night. Because you might find out about it real soon. I'm about to give you a house rent party. Saturday night, and the lights are low. The music's loud, and the loving is slow. I said a possum got taters and a coon got gravy and crowders in the pot and I like mine hot. Come on around to the back of my flat. Open the door when I throw the latch. Now you can't be jiving when the lights flick on. Cause we got some juju and a barrel of corn. Betty and Mabel and Mary Lou. EJ and Willie gonna be there too. The dice be rolling, Big Pearl'll be calling. If your luck ain't good, you can still be ballin'. Cause the short dressed chicks and the Big Apple dudes, they be getting way down with the hoochie coo. Now look out for Shorty with his 45. And it may gonna be glued to his side. He gonna start showing out, trying to be cool. Watch him dare Harvey to step on his shoe. Check Clotilde when she get real loud. Screams on Leroy, honey, get your hand from under my dress. Before I get my razor and sample your chest, Muddy Waters be dueling with Memphis Slim, while Lightning Hopkins, Howlin' Wolf be waiting to take over again. And you can look for Hattie Mae, she gonna get real high. Old man Curtis gonna be peeping sly out the corner of his eye to make sure Juanita gonna be standing by. Dorothy's gonna come, it's the pulling up a dress. Roosevelt gonna have to give her some fists to make her rest. And way in the background, cutting through the noise, Sarah's gonna be scatting like shoobabby dooba dabba dooba dabba dadden and big. Daddy Fats, he sure be catting. It's Soulville, baby, at the glory hole. Put your chump change in your pocket, park your coupe de ville and lock it, cause it's Saturday night and the lights are low. Music is loud and the loving is slow. Possum got taters and the coon got gravy and crowders in the pot and I like mine hot. How many of y'all like some crowder peas hot? Thank you, Quincy, Quincy, Quincy. Run, Quincy, run. Run on up here, boy. Wonderful, Quincy. Did I say we're going to have a celebration?